All the time, we think thoughts, and we think thoughts that are important to us. And we put things into our consciousness that are important to us. We think, hey, it'd be wonderful to think a thought about love, and then we think about love. It'd be wonderful to think a thought about peace, and then we think a thought about peace. It'd be wonderful to think a thought about the Twin Towers being blown up. Oh, hey, who wants to think about that? Bad enough that it had to happen. Let's let it alone now and see all in divine order and all in perfection. Well, what happens when you're sitting watching a movie and the news comes on in between the movie and television, and up comes the pictures of all the activity that was at the Twin Tower? What about what he's supposed to do? What's your thought supposed to be? Well, we talked a little about this the other day, but right now, what would your thought be? Anita was saying she was watching the kids play by the swimming pool, and the ball always went to, where did it go, Anita?
Cacti.
To the cats?
Cacti.
Oh, into the cactus. The cacti. Ah, yes. You know what cactus are? Cactus are thorny things. And here in the high desert, we have a lot of thorny things that are growing. And so when the ball is being played with at the swimming pool, around the edge of the swimming pool are cactus that keep people from going into the garden area or what have you. Not really, it's just the things that happen to grow. The cactus are in our garden area. So as Anita is sitting there watching the children playing with the ball, and the ball is heading toward the cactus, Anita just covers her eyes and says, all is in order, all is in order. And then later she opens her eyes, and sure enough, the ball didn't quite make it to the cactus. It ran just short of it. Or it bounced in behind it and bounced right back out again. Her thought was that all is in divine order. Can we live our life like that? Can we just cover our eyes and not see what's going on around us? Can we pretend that the world isn't in conflict, and the world isn't at war, and the world isn't in a terrible place to live in? Can we pretend that? Well, the answer is no, you cannot pretend that. And you're not supposed to pretend that. What you're supposed to do, if supposed to do is the word we're using here, is create it new. You close your eyes and say, all is in divine order. If you look at the appearances, you are managed by the appearances. The appearances talk to you and say, all is not in divine order. And you just close your eyes and you say, all is in divine order. And you open your eyes and sure enough, it is. Now, you mean we can do that with war? Sure. Close your eyes and say, there is now peace on earth and it began with me. And then open your eyes and there's peace. But what about all the fighting and all the guns and stuff like that? Hey, I thought you just said you're going to close your eyes and say, all is peace. If you're going to open your eyes and expect to see the war again, then you've turned the war back on again. It's just like a TV. You are watching a TV show on war and you say, no, and you turn the channel. And you look at another channel and it's a peaceful channel. And then you say, I wonder if the war is still on over there. And so you turn on the other channel, and sure enough, it's still on because you have turned it on. You have turned to it and turned it on. The world, our life, is just like a TV set. It's just like a TV. Whatever channel we want to tune to, you know that. You know that. You can tune into channels around the world. You can tune into all sorts of great things wherever you are. But the thing is, what do you want to tune into? What do you want to tune into? Do you think that Anita wants to tune into the ball going into the cactus? Do you think that everybody wants to tune in to the puppies having a big old great time over there and disturbing everybody who's listening to this lecture? Is that what we think they want? Actually, let the dogs alone. They are just fine. They're doing their thing. And if they get too noisy, then they shouldn't have been doing their thing. Now, why are you creating them doing their thing noisily? Why don't you just say, peace. Peace. And let them lay down and go to sleep for a while. They do that half the time whenever they want to anyhow. And just feel it, relax, peace. Now, where is love? Love is standing here watching the kid. And where is the kid? He's over there. He's got all the toys around him, just having a ball playing King of the Hill. Now, when did the kid stop being noisy? When we tuned another channel and we saw them being peaceful. Now, are any of us going to see them being noisy during the rest of our talk this morning? Are any of you? If you are, we'll know which one it is. It's you. See the vibrations, you know, see the tuning channel. You got your little tuner going there, click, click. I had a wristwatch that had a television tuner on it, and it's in the desk yet there. And so I would walk by different television sets, and I would click my little clicker to put on the station I liked. And people say, "Oof, what happened to the station? What happened to what I was watching?" And as I walked by, it was every TV set was tuned to the stations that I liked. And nobody knew what was happening. It was kind of a charming experience, you know. But life is like this. We tune our own stations. We tune our own stations. And when some people are belligerent, and they think they want to watch what they want to watch. Can you imagine such a thing? That some people would want to watch what they want to watch? Well, when some people are that way, you just have to click your station again. And you click your station and mentally say, they're now interested in my channel. They're now interested in what I feel is good. They're now interested in peace on earth. They're now interested in wholeness. They're now interested in beauty and goodness. It's a very interesting thing for us to proclaim statements like this, because this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. It's just merely a matter of tuning in to the station that you're interested in tuning into. Now, what station are you interested in tuning? We say the Ingeborg oftentimes. Ingeborg has never been much of a game player in life. She's always been a very serious lady. And so we are teaching her to play the game. And so we're making jokes. And we say, Ingeborg, you are such a glorious being. You just are so fabulous. Everybody comes rushing up to you and says, Ingeborg, Ingeborg, I love you, I love you. And Ingeborg says, oh, come on now. And we say, come on, Ingeborg, play the game. Play the game. Play the game. Everybody comes running up to you and says, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then what happens when she does this? Then people start coming up to her and saying, I love you. Now, the people haven't been coming up to you and saying, I love you just because you thought it. It's because I thought that you thought it. Now, when you think it and I don't have to think it, then that's even better. But when I think it and it works, if I stop thinking it, then it's going to stop working. Because you have to think that everybody comes up to you and loves you and wants to chat with you and wants to share with you. You, each one, Ellen, the sun is in your eyes. You, each one, are having the experience of saying, what? There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. You, each one, are saying that Stefan has got the message. Stefan has got the message. You, each one, are saying that, haven't you? Mm-hmm.
I got the message.
Oh, I goofed. I got the message. I got the message. Not Stefan. Not Ingeborg. Not Ellen. Not Anita. Or not Sylvia. Not Love. Or Snuggles. Or Button. Or the hummingbird out there taking his morning drink in the morning sun. I got the message. What do you like? Do you like to see the hummingbirds out there? Then that's why they're there. If you don't like to see them out there, they won't come to your feeder. Why don't they feed on that feeder hanging over there instead of the one over here? They always, is it gone? All right. You see, but they never fed on that one. They always came over here, didn't they? Mm-hmm. So why have a feeder that they're not feeding on? But now, we could have had them feeding on that one too. Because while you're washing the dishes, you can be looking up there and seeing the feed. But This is one right by the dining room window here. They're always here feeding, and if there isn't one, there's more, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but we create that. We create these things. It's a simple, wonderful creation of ours that allows us to do just marvelous things. Now, every day, the sun comes up as I'm giving a morning talk at the breakfast table. And you'll always rush to get the screen to put in the front of the window. And then, a couple of days ago, Ellen says, Herb, why don't you sit over here? Then you don't have the sun in your face. You don't have to look into Ingeborg's face in the sun and so forth. So then I moved over here. So this morning, I came to claim my chair, and Ellen was sitting in here, and she had her milk and her vitamins and everything. She says, yes, what do you want? You know, why are you standing behind me? I have the vaguest idea what you're doing there. And I said, well, you wanted me to sit here. Oh. So she jumps up and takes her milk and puts it in front of her place and takes the milk that had been set for me and brings it over in front of mine. It's the same milk. Neither one had been drunk out of it. It wouldn't matter. And she took her vitamin and she went to her new location. But these are things we do. We create these worlds. And we forget that we create it. And then we wonder why we get the response. But they're things that we've created. We can put our hands in front of our eyes and we can cut out the world. But what are you expecting when you take your hands away from your eyes? That's the crucial point. If you expect the same thing to be going on when you take your hands away from your eyes, then why bother closing it? If you close your eyes, say, all is in perfect order, and you open your eyes and all is in perfect order, you're wonderful. But if you close your eyes and say, all is in perfect order, aren't you in perfect order yet? You know? We're not playing the game. So, Ingeborg is going to have to teach us how to play the game. Right, Ingeborg? And when we play the game, we will have magic and wonder in our life. Ain't love grand? I love you.